And welcome to Christmas in Crapper Creek. It's the holiday show this week. It's so festive. We have the outhouse all lit up. It's real special. Mr. Knowledge will be here with us. Lovely Maria. We're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of shopping. We're going to talk sexy Christmas lingerie and more. It's the Christmas special live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. The podcast.
You know, every year they come out with the list of how much the 12 days of Christmas would cost. By the way, it's now $49,263. Now, that is if you just bought them once. If you bought them over and over again, it's about $209,000. Because, you know, each day they just keep adding. Right. PNC Bank release annual report. Tracking it over 40 years. Everything on the list, yeah, it's up around 5%, but three of the gifts represent more than 35 grand of that. The 12 drummers drumming, about 4 grand to hire them. The pipers, almost 4 grand. 10 lords a leaping, that's going to cost you, boy, 15,000. That's a big chunk right there. The 7 swans is swimming, the other real expensive one. 9 ladies dancing, that's 8,500. But now, keep in mind, it depends. Now, what kind of ladies dancing are we talking about? Because I could see that going up a lot higher. All right. 8 maids of milking is 58. That's just, that one's almost got, there's a creep factor to that. You got about 1,200 for the 5 gold rings. Calling birds, about 600. It's like about the cheapest item is the partridge in a pear tree at 370. The turtle dove's going to set you back 750 bucks. Really? Well, I could pick 12 things that are better than that. How about 12 Trumpers trolling? 11 flavors flaving. 10 Ellen's fleeing. Didn't she go to one? 9 Leno's falling. 8 Vander's bumping. 7 titties dangling. 6 Buckeyes brawling. I don't know. And Sydney Sweeney in a tight tee. Did that get too creepy? We get inundated with holiday, you know, trivia and facts and polls and comedy. And so I thought I'd just give you a little rundown of a few that I've found. For instance, we had Trooper Spitzer in here. According to a study from Insurancepedia, that's a thing, songs with over 120 beats a minute can lead to dangerous driving habits. Christmas songs, not immune. Couple of the dangerous ones. Frosty the Snowman, number one, 172 beats per minute. Mariah Carey, 2, All I Want for Christmas is You, 150, but that could get you killed. Feliz Navidad, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Let It Snow. Really? Frank Sinatra's? See, Boyz II Men version is slow and smooth down. It won't kill you. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. That's a slow, really? 137 beats per minute on that one? And then I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5 version, because it's a little faster, I guess. How about Christmas in Hollis? What's that one come in at? That's what I want to know. Hey, the world's most expensive Christmas tree. It's worth $5 million. It's not much of it. I've seen it. Here's the thing. It's made of solid gold. It's created from 2024 gold Vienna Philharmonic coins. But it looks like a giant gold pyramid, and it's like four-sided. It looks like a pyramid. It's not a Christmas tree, but that's what they're calling it. That's a lie. World's most expensive Christmas tree. Speaking of world's records, Florida man made a 20-foot-tall version of the leg lamp from A Christmas Story. Neptune, Florida. That's pretty cool. 20 feet tall. It's the lamp. All right, there we go. A little recap. I want one of those lamps in my yard. That's called winning Christmas right there. Wow. been telling you about all the cool things going on for the holidays, all the lighting ceremonies and the Christmas Eve services and, raising gifts for people. We try to go all out, right? Downtown's all lit up. You know how it is. It's the holidays. And you think, wow. You know, nobody does Christmas like Alaska because it's just naturally beautiful here anyway. Well, hold the phone on that. The movie Elf is set in New York, and the big part of the movie involves generating enough Christmas spirit for Santa to lift his reindeer. Well, let's just say, well, good thing it wasn't set in Anchorage, I guess. A website analyzed a bunch of Google search data to determine which states have the most Christmas spirit. They didn't really explain it. Other than it's based on the percentage of festive Christmassy searches per user, I guess. In the end, the state with the most Christmas spirit is Utah. All right. The least, Alaska. Now, we're like the closest to the North Pole. I mean, North Pole is actually right outside of Fairbanks, the Santa Claus house. It's right there. Yeah. Now, I don't understand what they're... Now, I get it to an extent. Down south, they really go all out with the house decorations. That might be a big part of it. We try to do it here, but when it's cold, stringing Christmas lights is like working with a spool of barbed wire. It's not that easy here. We have very limited daylight to do anything with. And if you look at the top states, Massachusetts, Virginia, Illinois, Washington, Texas, Maryland, Pennsylvania, California, Jersey. At the bottom, Alaska, Wyoming, South Dakota, Montana, North Dakota. You mean all the places that have snow where it's like, yeah, okay, it's Christmas, we get it. You mean places? So basically, the least Christmas spirit is all the states that look like Christmas most of the year anyway. It's like, we're kind of over it. Holidays are coming up. Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the alcoholic on your list? Well, if you need this to get through the Christmas morning, we won't judge, but your fine family, they might disown you. Apparently, Fireball is going to be selling special Christmas stockings that come preloaded with a full bottle of Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. That's right. In fact, the spout is actually at the bottom of the stocking to pour from or drink from. So in theory, you could hang it on the mantle, lie down next to the fireplace while your kids open gifts, and just let it slowly drain straight into your mouth. Each stocking holds a full 1.75-liter bottle, around 35 shots, so it's made for sharing. Don't drink it yourself, I guess. Unless it's like, all right, everybody gets a shot. Pass around the stocking. They'll be at select stores for the holidays for around $25. So, yeah. Of course, they did a poll that found out over half of millennials and Gen Zers of drinking age find family gatherings stressful. And around the same number prep for those by stocking up on booze and weed. So, there we go. You got that. It'll pair well, with your... The booze stocking will pair very well with your Nutcracker Soldier. That's also a bong. So I think that'll be perfect. This portion of the show brought to you by booze.
My job keeps me on the road all day long, so I don't always have time to squeeze in a balanced meal. That's why I drink these new Booze Complete Nutritional Drinks. Yeah, booze is loaded with the essential vitamins and minerals that you need to be able to stay stuff like, hey, if you didn't want me to run into your house, you shouldn't have built it so close to the stupid road.
Hey, what are you doing in our yard? Oh my God, is that your truck?
Hey, can it, sister. I'm doing my sales pitch over here.
Stay right there. I'm calling the police.
Yeah, I drink booze. It gives me the power to get away with almost anything. I've got the energy of like 100 sharks. Ha! Ask your local homeless beggar with a cardboard sign about the power of booze. Complete nutritional drink.
Hey, what did you say to my wife?
Not this time, my friend, because I know you're not real.
Stay strong, stay active, and try and stay conscious. Booze Complete Nutritional Drink.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
The least popular Christmas songs. I have a list of them. Are you ready for these? These, once again, are the yeah, the least popular Christmas songs. Here we go. Go tell it on Snapchat. Baby, it's cold outside, but that's just my opinion. You might find it perfectly acceptable weather to walk home in, and that would be just fine with me. Vaping around the Christmas tree. You're a mean one, Mr. Trump. Rudolph the neo-Nazi. Last Christmas, I gave you my kidney. I'll be home invading for Christmas. Do you smell what I smell? Little town of Methlehem. And God rest ye hairy gentlemen. All right, I didn't say it was a good list. Corner, do you got your shopping done? Have you done your holiday toy shopping? Well, now, when I was young, I don't want to date myself, but most of the toys nowadays are fairly safe, you know, because things like choking hazard was never on a toy when I was growing up. Those words, sharp piece, nothing. Things like the erector set that had all kinds of little pieces. I don't even think they're allowed to say the word in school, erector set. I think you can get 3-day suspension for even saying that. But I mean, lawn darts. I remember we had this one, these incredible edibles. They're little metal hot plates you had in your room, and they got hot to the touch. There was no oven mitts with it. And you'd put the goop in, and you'd make creepy crawler toys, a little like rubber. But then they made some that you could eat, but you could mix up the two. So you'd have some that were edible. Oh, just horror. How are we still here? But you know what? That was thinning out the herd because we got rid of the dumb kids. Nowadays, they just breed, and it's sad. Well, one of the most dangerous toys of all time just sold at auction for over $13,000. Now, unless you're like in your 80s, you probably never heard of it. Kid is. This is true. In 1950, the guy behind the erector set that I mentioned earlier came with a new, he came up with a new science kit for kids. It was called the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab. Well, that's a catchy name, right? Oh, by the way, it came with actual uranium. It had four glass jars, each with a small amount of radioactive material inside, so you could use a Geiger counter to test the radiation levels. Fun! It wasn't that dangerous as long as you didn't open the jars, but playing with it still exposed children to amounts of radiation you'd get from a full day of the sun, at least. Some say it's the most dangerous toy ever sold. Radar magazine once named it the second most dangerous. They gave the top one to lawn darts still, because I think there's more deaths in lawn darts. But those are basically drunken adults. Let's be straight up honest with that. Less than 5,000 sets were sold between 50 and 51. It got pulled from the market thanks to government restrictions and because it was too hard to get the uranium. Full sets are tough to come by, especially in good condition. Online auction. One ended up yesterday with the winning bid of $13,200. The ad even has an atomic bomb blowing up in the background. This is a toy. All right. For a full list of toys you shouldn't get this year, here we go. Hold on.
Christmas is just around the corner, and the savings go on at the Discontinued Toys Warehouse. Save huge on discontinued toys like Little Johnny Pepper Spray, My Little Pony Meat Factory, the Fisher-Price Bathtub Toaster, and G.I. Joe with the Wet Hacking Cough. Save like never before on Chutes, Ladders, and Open Manhole Covers, the Name That Rash Game, Watch It Glow Soldering Iron, and Gary the Big Green Bomb. The Discontinued Toys Warehouse. Remember, all purchases are non-refundable. Buyers use items at own risk. Batteries not included.
There we go. Thin in the herd, people. Just thin in the herd. The lovely Maria is joining us for this. You're my celebrity guest for this today, Em.
Lucky me.
Wow. That was sarcasm. Hey, so would you rather? Basically, this is an either or. Quick flash, you just got to answer the question as quickly as possible. Would you rather, here you go, it's the holiday edition, by the way. Would you rather have elf ears or a red nose like Rudolph?
Elf ears.
Would you rather wrap Christmas presents for 8 hours or take pictures of kids with Santa at the mall for 8 hours?
Take pictures of kids with Santa.
Would you rather eat only candy canes for a week or drink only eggnog for a week?
Candy canes.
Receive one big present or 10 small presents?
10 small presents.
Would you rather spend time with your family for the holidays or spend Christmas at Disney World by yourself?
Christmas at Disney World by myself.
Wow. Okay.
Don't tell the kids. Don't tell the kids.
You know, I'm in the family, too. I'm just saying.
Oh, I thought you'd be there.
No, it says by
myself.
Yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I re-answer?
Yes.
That?
Would you rather spend time with your family for the holidays or spend Christmas in Disney World by yourself?
Disney World. Oh, wait. That's right. I'm sorry. I would love to spend Christmas
just stop.
With my family.
Just stop.
I'm
all right.
Sorry.
Would you rather? Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Would you rather go sledding or take a horse-drawn sleigh ride?
Horse-drawn.
Because you hate climbing the hill.
I just don't like snow.
Would you rather have 7 swans a swimming or 8 maids a milking?
I don't like milk, so swans.
Swans?
Yeah, I'm not much of a milk fan.
I'd just go for the maids.
I bet you would, but that's not my, you know, not my team.
Depends on what they're, depends on what they're milking, if you know what I'm saying.
Ew. See, there you go. I'm changing. That's it.
What?
Nothing. Weirdo.
You know, if Santa is the only reason your kids behave, don't tell them about this. A poll found most parents think the naughty or nice thing is overblown. 87% expect Santa to bring their kids presents, even if they landed on the naughty list this year. It's great news for all the troublemakers and brats out there because, you know, their Christmas haul would take a real hit without them, I guess. An average of 51% of kids' Christmas gifts come from Santa. The poll found he's also responsible for around half of the best gifts they get, you know, at least. Enough about the kids. I think parents need to be more nice. Too many naughty grown-ups out there. So are you on the naughty list if Santa kept one for adults? I've got a little quiz. This might help you out. Find out if you're on the nice or the naughty list. Let me ask you a couple questions. Number one. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition of unleashing the dogs on carolers? Do you like to tailgate student drivers? Clip your nails on public transportation? You're probably on the naughty list. Let me guess, you use the office microwave to reheat fish. You think laser pointers are simply for the use of highlighting people's body flaws? And worst of all, you probably throw away bubble wrap without popping it. You monster, you're going to burn in hell.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
You know, with Christmas around the corner, a lot of talk of Mr. and Mrs. Claus and the North Pole, there might be things you didn't know about the North Pole. So I think it's time for an educational moment.
Morning show educational moment.
Top facts about the North Pole. The North Pole contains 30% of the world's natural gas, 15% of its oil, and 100% of its elves that secretly want to be dentists. The North Pole is the only place on Earth whiter than Utah. The North Pole looks, thanks to the snow, looks like it's covered in Johnson & Johnson baby powder. Minus the asbestos. In the North Pole, they get tired of arguing politics with people from the South Pole. If you're traveling north to the North Pole, you know you're getting close to the city when you pass Santa's workshop outlet on the freeway, just on the outskirts of town. According to legend, Santa lives there, although he actually spends more time each year at his condo in Boca Raton. And finally, the North Pole, most popular sexual position among residents, reindeer style. Holiday season upon us, Christmas around the corner, Santa and his eight tiny reindeer. Reindeer, Comet, Cupid, Donner, and Blitzen. I don't know which ones are males or females. Does it say in the song? They're not all dudes, are they? I don't think so. I'm pretty sure Rudolph was transgender. I'm okay with it. Found a weird fact about reindeers and how they find a mate. I don't remember any of this. The 12 Days of Christmas or any of the Christmas carols. But here you go.
By urinating on himself, the young bull spreads a scent that the females find intoxicating.
Wait, he does what? Wait, what?
Completely covered, he makes his move.
Is that Blitzen? Who is
tasting the air? He can detect if a female is in season.
Can it just ring bells?
Now he's got more interest.
Wow.
One female simply can't resist the aroma.
Oh, my goodness.
They head to a more secluded spot.
So he urinates on himself to pick up women. Oh, yeah, but I do it. I get kicked out of Walmart. A guilty pleasure of mine is Hallmark Christmas movies. Don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. And lovely Maria, she'd rather watch a good horror movie or, you know, sci-fi action film or something. But I got her into a couple of these, and one of them I got her to watch because it was, you know, scantily clad, ripped dudes was The Merry Gentleman. Have you seen it? Just asking the ladies. They've seen it. Yeah. And it's, you know, the typical thing. Girl comes back from the big city, helps her rescue her mom's bar, and they do this burlesque show with male, you know, like kind of a Chippendales thing. This is the actual promo for the show. Hold on.
Christmas at the Rhythm Room used to be a tradition around here.
But now it's on life support.
There's got to be a way to get people excited about this place again.
Would you think male strippers are the answer?
Male Dance Review.
Men taking their clothes off?
It's men taking their shirts off.
He's cute. He's available.
We only have until Christmas to save this place, or it's gone forever.
Wow, right? It's a Merry Gentleman. It's on Netflix. All right, but here's the thing. That's kind of a sexist show, isn't it? Do you think we'd pull it off the other way? No, it would just come across as creepy. So what if the roles were reversed for The Merry Gentleman?
Christmas at the Boom Boom Room used to be a tradition around here.
But now it's on life support.
There's got to be a way to make people excited about this place again.
What about female strippers?
Exotic dancers.
Oh, yeah. Women taking their clothes off.
Hey, she's hot.
She's available. Her boyfriend's in jail.
Young girls, we've got to save this place. Bust him out for the Boom Boom Room.
Uh-huh. Same show, same concept, yet 10 times creepier. Time of year, they say this is the time of the year to get your Christmas tree. If you put up an artificial tree, you can have it, you know, thing up for months. Some people do. According to a survey, real Christmas tree shoppers fall into six categories when they buy a tree. The early birds put it up like before Thanksgiving. You better be taking care of it because that thing's dead by Christmas. The people who buy their tree over like Black Friday weekend, that makes up about 33%. The seasonal purists will do it the first week of December. The people who wait until the second week of December, I'm probably more in that line. A couple of weeks of a tree is fine for me. That's all I need. People put it off the third week, and 1% the Christmas Eve traditionalists who put it up on Christmas Eve. So just keep that in mind. It depends. Now, and then there's like what I had, and that was I had to buy it. We didn't buy a tree. My mom insisted on a real tree. We'd have to go out and find one. And you know our fine selection of robust Christmas trees we have here in Alaska. Pretty much nil. We would just every year end up chopping down a 60-footer just to get the top 6 feet. And then come back for the firewood in the spring. Kind of. That's how we did it. And then you drill and put in your own branches to make it fuller. So you could go that route, or you could go this route. We got a guest with us. There's a new place in town that opened up, the Vinny's Celebrity Christmas Trees. They actually crossbreed and they have kind of a little niche thing that where they actually name the Christmas different types of trees after celebrities. We got Vinny on the phone. Vinny, you with us? Did we lose him? Hello, Vinny, you there? Do we got you?
Hey.
Ah.
Yeah, it's Vinny.
All right. Hey, thanks, Vinny. Thanks for joining us. Tell us about your place exactly.
Hey, Vinny.
I heard you, but...
check, 1, 2.
No, you're on. We can hear you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your little program here.
All right. Good, thanks.
Yeah, so it's Vinny Celebrity Christmas Trees.
All right, that's what I heard. How's that work?
Well, what we do is we take your average Christmas trees, your Douglas firs, your spruce, your pines, and we crossbreed them to give them special names that we name after famous people and what have you. And boom, shaboom, you got Vinny's Celebrity Christmas Trees up here.
Okay, like what?
Well, we got a bunch of different varieties. For instance, you got your Hunter Biden tree.
What?
That's a tree that makes such a mess, you gotta ask your guests to pardon it.
Ah, okay, I see what you did there. Okay.
And then there's the a tree that drags bugs and dirt into the house. We named that the Post Malone tree.
Well, that makes sense.
You might want to try out the Ozzy Osbourne tree.
Wow.
It's a tree that's so frail, it may not even make it to Christmas. I'll be straight up with you.
All right, I see
you got
that.
Got a smaller place, you can always go with the Kevin Hart.
The Kevin Hart?
Yeah, that's a cute little tree. It's perfect for a display on a like a tabletop or something. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. I like that.
There's the Gwyneth Paltrow. That one's not real popular.
Really?
Well, it's a white tree. It's expensive, and everybody hates it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, appropriately named, I guess.
Ooh, the Donald Trump tree. That one's probably going to be real popular again this year. It's a tree where you got to bend the branches over to cover the bald spot. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Alaska tree,
right. Big seller this year. Let me turn you on to this one. It's the Kim Kardashian.
The Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, the Kardashian tree. It's a fake tree, but it's got a giant trunk. I'm really like it. You know what I'm saying? Hey, thanks for checking in. Come on down.
All right. I'm going to score that one. That's the one I want. Thanks, man.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Looking over the list now, Marie and I, we always watch the horror movies during October. And then coming up as we get into the holidays, we watch Christmas movies. And I won't lie, I'll watch Hallmark Christmas movies. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. Don't judge me. But I do like the weirder Christmas movies. We always go for you can go the traditional ones, of course. But a list came out. UltimateClassicRock.com came out with a list of the weirdest Christmas movies from the last 30 years. Some of the highlights from 84, Gremlins. Yeah, that was pretty weird. Rocky IV, I don't know why that's a Christmas movie. Santa with Muscles in 96. Jack Frost. Now, remember, there was two. One was Michael Keaton, about a lovable one. The other one was a mass murderer. Eyes Wide Shut. Ooh, that's a stretch. There was like orgies and... What? I know it was during the holidays, but... Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, same kind of thing. Alone for Christmas. I love this one. In 2018, Santa Jaws. How did I miss that? Await Further Instruction and Anna and the Apocalypse. Well, that sounds like some Yuletide fun. Fat Man and then Terrifier number 3. Do you really? Also, Rare Exports, a Finnish fantasy action horror comedy. Wait, a what? 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 It's actually pretty cool, though. Try it out if you're looking for something fresh, unique, a little twisted. It's called Rare Exports. Happy holidays, I guess. What, no Die Hard? We had M on. We were talking about Christmas movies. Talked about the best, worst, favorite. My list right now, I think still Elf is at top for me. Some of the classics are just under it. Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation. There's been a couple of newer ones. A Boy Named Christmas I thought was wonderful. Nutcrackers with Ben Stiller was very moving. It was good. It wasn't necessarily holiday. Die Hard, duh. But then on the other end are the real bad ones. You think, oh, have you ever like settled down to watch a Christmas movie and get like 20 minutes into it and go, what are we doing? Oh, this is horrible. This is just Christmas crap. Well, let me save you some of that. I've got this list came out. These are on a poll, the worst Christmas movies ever, according to Paste Magazine. We always see that, you know, the good ones, but what about the really bad ones? Let's see. We go down number 20, Rudolph and Frosty's Christmas in July. That came out in 79. 2014 gave us Grumpy Cat's Worst Christmas Ever. Remember Grumpy Cat? Santa's Sleigh in 05. By the way, that's S-L-A-Y. It's a slasher Christmas. Maria likes the slasher ones. She'll watch those. I'll Be Home for Christmas from 98. The Nutcracker in 3D. Christmas Evil from 1980. Just sounds horrible. Big hair and lots of blue backlighting, right? Saving Christmas from 2014, Surviving Christmas, Deck the Halls, that one wasn't very good. Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, that came out in 1964. Jack Frost 2, Revenge of the Mutant Killer Snowman, it was a movie in 2000. Christmas Story 2, they tried to relive the magic, it didn't work. Santa Claus from 96. And that's C-L-A-W-S, another slasher movie. 1996 gave us the classic Santa with Muscles. Jingle All the Way 2. Anytime there's a 2, it's going to be bad, right? A Karate Christmas Miracle, 2019. Last Ounce of Courage. Santa Claus from 59. Elves was a horror movie from 89. And number one, Silent Night, Deadly Night, Part 2. Oh, the first one was horrible. The second one came out in 87, I can only imagine. But it might be so campy, that one might be worth it, right? Oh, what the hell, just turn it into a drinking game. Well, next year will be our official first show of the new year. I hope you join us. It'll be kind of a wrap-up of last year. Plus, we got a bunch of new stuff we're going to share with you. You're going to love it. Remember, share it with your friends, would you? Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Google us. Find the podcast. Find the general store. Find our YouTube channel for videos. It's all there. Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. Till then, happy holidays, and I hope you enjoy your Christmas with family and friends. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.